So road trip recap. Recap.
Recap? What is...
Oh.
Where's my script?
Right here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's a nice book.
Do what? All right, well, here we go. You ready?
Why is it black?
That means it's top secret. Mr. J, we'll put in no more.
In days of the old, knights were bold. Braha journeyed from his land to encounter the one they called Onicon. Join Braha and Onicon on adventures each week to discover the world of comics and more in Talking Comics.
We're back. We're making another episode, finally. It's been, what, 3 weeks or so?
More.
I don't know, it's been a minute.
So long.
We went on a big road trip. How was it? Welcome to...
Talking Comics, episode...
13.
13?
We've
done 13 weeks.
All right, episode 13, here we are.
Why are you like, okay, whatever.
Why am I what?
Nothing. Anyway, so,
All right. So road trip recap. Recap.
Recap? What is...
Oh, God. I'm tired.
Yeah, we know that. Okay.
All right. We left a while back. We were gone for 29 days.
If you can't, Father's Day.
We were home on Father's Day.
No. Because it was a special holiday.
Okay. But we spent awesome time with family. Went to the graduation. We went up to South Dakota. A few places in between. Mm-hmm. Did a lot of sightseeing. Mm-hmm. Went to Deadwood. Yep. Saw some cool things. Spent a lot of time in Deadwood. Yep.
We went to Mount Rushmore.
What else? You like Mount Rushmore? Badlands?
Oh, yes, I went to Badlands, yeah.
Devil's Tower, Wyoming. Mm. Close Encounter of the Third Kind.
Oh, that's the movie.
We drove into Montana and North Dakota and come back just to say we did. We went on total. How many states did we visit?
17.
17 total states. Then we came back to Oklahoma, helped some family with some, you know, fun surgery stuff. And then we finally made our way back home.
And then the way we came.
The way we came home. Well, on the way out there, we went to the Louisville Slugger Museum.
Yeah. I got a baseball
bat. You don't have your bat with you, do you? No. She had Onicon engraved on the bat. It was really cool. And then Uranus Fudge Factory. That's always fun.
I actually got fudge.
You did. You ate two bites and we left it at my brother's house. It wasn't good?
It was good, but it was
too super sweet, yeah. Not my thing.
Sweet. It's too sweet.
Yeah, not my thing.
It needs salt on it.
On the way back... Yeah, tired. On the way back, we went to...
The Smoky Mountain Knife Store.
Well, before that, we went to Memphis.
Yeah, we went to Memphis. Yeah.
And then, what did we do in Memphis?
Chopped around a bunch. And,
what was your favorite part?
The Peabody Duck Hotel. Yes, I didn't... Wait, was that in Memphis?
That was in Memphis.
Okay, yes. Yeah. We went to the Peabody Duck Hotel, and we saw the duck march at 5 o'clock. The ducks swim in the pond in the middle of the hotel. Mm-hmm. It's a hotel. The Peabody Duck Hotel. Peabody Hotel, whatever you want to call it. And then they roll a red carpet out. the duck master has a staff that looks like a duck.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks into the elevator, and then they go up into the roof, and you get to see them go into their penthouse that they live in on top of the roof. Those ducks look better than us.
Mm-hmm.
I want one. Can I have a duck?
No.
I'm naming it SJ, Squishy Jr.
So ducks, yes. You got to see
it. I also got to feed prairie dogs.
Feed prairie.
Prairie dogs are one of my favorite animals. I love prairie dogs. He won't let me have one because I can't carry the plague, which I found that at the place with the devil's tower. Yeah, that
no.
place.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The sheet thingy. The flyer. Nope. Yeah.
So, the brochure of Devil's Tower said don't feed the prairie dogs.
Don't pet the prairie
dogs. And don't
pet
the prairie dogs.
They can carry the plague, the black plague.
And then we went and fed prairie dogs at a ranch store.
I petted them because it was nudging up on me. It was cute. Okay. I named him. Let me guess what I named him.
This ought to be fun.
Yes.
Prairie Junior.
No. What is Prairie?
I don't know.
Oh, guess again.
George.
Correct. They named him George. Georgie. Yeah. Named it George. Because it was cute. It looked like a torch.
Well, there you go.
It was.
All right. So out of all the things we did,
it was key.
What was your favorite?
I don't know. My favorite two things were seeing the Peabody ducks, but I couldn't pet them. So, but then I saw the prairie dogs. So, yeah, no, I don't have a favorite between those two. There.
That's fine. See the animals. But what about your favorite location? Or monument, or
crazy horse
town,
rip off, Mount Rushmore. My favorite national park,
Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I love Mount Rushmore. I got a hat and T-shirt.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some comics from the road, maybe a half a box full or more. It's crazy. Maybe a little bit more. I got a bunch. She got a bunch. We found this, half price bookstore that had a bunch of comics in it. And
I got a Zoom.
Oh, the Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
The Harley Quinn.
You almost knocked that entire shelf down.
We got the Harley Quinn pop figure.
But right next to it was a Poison Ivy for $12.
Yeah, we should have got it, but it just seemed too expensive. Oh, you also got this little Poison Ivy, or I'm sorry, the Harley Quinn little statue thing. We got that. I don't know why this stuff's up here.
It's not supposed to be there.
Not supposed to be there. I'll clean that up real quick. Sorry.
It's in view of my heart. You're in. Okay.
All right. So, what else? We got stacks of comics. She picked out a few just to show off. So if you want to show those off real quick.
I got four. I got Old Lady Harley.
Show it to the camera way over there. There you go.
That's cool. Then I got Justice League versus Suicide Squad, number 3. I got the whole set except for number 2. I got Harley and Ivy meet Betty and Veronica.
This is a stack I got on the road trip. Let me pick out a couple that I thought were cool.
I got Poison Ivy Night Terrors.
Okay. I found a cool Stephen King, The Stand. I thought that was cool. The Sandman. A couple of the Stephen Kings. Oh, I thought these were cool. These were Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. I got a couple of those. that was interesting. And then just some random. Oh, there's one more. There was a cool Shazam.
You put it up there.
Okay, it's right here. Oh. Cool Shazam. Number one. So that's, you know, just a highlight of some of the ones we got on the trip. That's actually the Batman Superman cover. Somewhere Superman cover for the Batman. We actually got this big stack was our weekly pulls while we were gone. And then we have our weekly pulls that we got this week that we'll actually show off. There's a whole, you know, there's probably 30 comics there. So we won't bore you with all that.
Stack. He has the stack like this that he got.
So you can go ahead and show off the ones you got today.
Okay. I got an I Hate Fairyland, number 6.
They have volume 6.
Yeah, volume 6.
We've almost, I think you need 2, 7. And then I think you'll have all of them.
And then the comic.
Well, you're, yeah, but you pulled that.
Yeah, I got Emma Frost, the White Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And I got another I Hate Fairyland comic.
Number 41.
Mm-hmm. I got my Harleys.
2 copies of Harley.
I got the A cover. And the B cover.
Very cool.
Then I got Poison Ivy, number 34. The one with
Pride cover. And then there's another cover.
This is again 34.
Okay. What is that one?
These are the ones.
Oh, those are the ones you just showed off. Okay. And then I got this week. Let me hold that for a second. I got The Flash, number 4.
It's actually for 3 weeks.
Huh?
Is it for all 3 weeks?
This is what I got this week.
Not while we were gone and he was collecting them at the store?
Yeah, that's this whole stack. I'm not showing the whole stack off.
You gave here.
It's fine. Just hold it for a second. The Amazing Spider-Man, Battle Beast number 2. I really enjoyed number 1. That looks really good. Huh?
Did you get the Jesus Christ one in there?
No.
You need to get the Jesus Christ.
We'll show it. Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger, my favorite so far. Bring on the Bad Guys. This is the first issue with Doom. They're doing a whole series of these Bring on the Bad Guys. I think it's going to be really good. Jeff the Land Shark. We'll see how it is. And then Godzilla versus the Avengers variant cover. I think that's going to be really good too. The one she's talking about, it's probably at the bottom of the pile. Oh, this one. I'll show some highlights. Because ones that I think are going to be cool. I picked this one up, the new Hulk, because of the cover.
We also have the box.
Medieval Spawn, Out of Alcatraz, Wonder Woman, Batman, Deadpool, Wolverine, Giant Size X-Men.
Wait. Can we show it? The one that was saying, can we? Or are we going to like...
It's fine. I'm really looking forward to dumping these on the floor. These one-shots, they're going to be awesome. Is it going to be at the bottom? It's probably going to be at the bottom.
Because it's
really... Nope, there it is. So this is the one she was talking about. It's the Toxic Avenger team-up featuring the Toxic Avenger and Jesus Christ. That'll be cool. The Toxic team-up.
Here's your favorite.
So that was our weekly pulls.
What's next? Favorite comic read this week.
Yep. So, did you read any comics this week?
This week?
Or go the last... During the trip. What'd you read during the trip?
My entire I Hate Fairyland book, my number 5. Then I also read my Harley Quinn Night Tier number 1. That was like a comic I read. We were really busy. And then I read 2 of my Harley Quinn... And Poison Ivy, like that book that you got me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read Harley, the strange case of Harley and Harley.
Okay.
I'm not done.
I'm waiting.
And then, well, I only read a few pages of that. And then I read, what's the other books that I got?
You got some Harley books. You got the...
Yeah, the one that we got before the trip.
I don't remember.
It's the Harley. I can't.
That's all right. So out of all those, what was your favorite? What was your favorite?
This is my thinking music.
Oh.
Probably the Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy book. Same. You got me.
Okay. So can I do mine without the music?
Yeah. It's just going to be your thinking music. Every time I go silent.
Well, I'm waiting for it to go silent so I can speak.
Oh.
All right, so the ones that I read this week, I read The Absolute Batman number 8, The Doctor Strange of Asgard, One World Under Doom, Red Hulk, and While We're Gone.
Okay, well.
All right, please stop.
Okay.
While we were gone, I was able to read the only thing I really got to read was the Battle Beast number 1. I was slacking on reading, but I've got a lot to catch up on. The favorite thing I've read this week, that's tough, because they were all so good. All four of them were good. Or five of them were good. All right, so out of those, I would have to say my favorite would be, man, that's tough. Probably the One World Under Doom.
Oh, that one. Because
he actually pulls all the Avengers in to help. And they're willing to help them. It was crazy.
Okay.
So, what are you looking forward to reading this week? You don't know. You got too much to read, don't you? All right. Well, we'll come back to this next week when you pick something that's your favorite. My favorite thing that I'm looking forward to reading is The Gunslinger and probably the Marvel one-shots. You know, just reading as much as I can this week. Yeah. Anything else you want to cover from the road? Well, also right there, we did record a couple little things on the road trip, some polls and some video. You recorded a video, so I'll insert that there too.
Not right there.
Well, at this spot.
So it's going to cut to another one?
I'll edit it in.
Smart. He's not as dumb as you think, Pat Bat.
And then we'll continue with any movies or shows or games that you played.
Injustice.
Injustice. Okay.
And
on your iPad.
Okay. What movies did I watch?
I didn't really watch any superhero movies.
Oh, I watched Twilight.
You did watch Twilight.
I watched Twilight, except for the last movie. I haven't watched the last
movie. Okay, we can watch the last one. So Twilight, You played a little.
Flux. Mystery Flux.
Mystery Flux. We did play that a bunch.
Love Letter.
Love Letter. Lovecraft Letter.
Whatever.
And then you played some Fortnite. We played one game of Fortnite, two games of Fortnite when we came home, and we won one.
Ow.
So that was cool. When we got home. And then I've been watching Deadwood because, you know, we were in Deadwood. And I'm rewatching Deadwood.
Rewatch.
All right. So you know what time it is?
What the time?
Evan, listen, it's trivia time.
Oh, God.
So this? So I got three sections of questions. Section one is going to be kind of history.
On what, comics?
Nope. Mount Rushmore.
That's
trivia.
Not fun.
Mount Rushmore trivia. It was your favorite.
Yeah, I know, but this is a special effects.
Okay. All right. These are easy. We'll see how much you learned on this trip.
Okay, not much.
How many presidents
Four. Are
carved into Mount Rushmore?
Four.
Good job. Can you name
them? No. George Washington.
Yep.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. I don't know.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, I forgot.
And Thomas Jefferson.
I did not know Thomas Jefferson.
In what state was Mount Rushmore located?
North Dakota. South Dakota.
South Dakota. Do you know who the sculptor was?
There's been a million.
Well, like the original.
There's like a wall of all the people who sculpted it and worked on it. I'm not naming all of those people. Neither do I know.
Can you name one?
No.
Okay.
Anna.
Gutzon Borglum. What mountain range is Mount Rushmore a part of? Like, where were we? We were in
the mountains?
Yeah, we were in a mountain range. And we stayed. It's where Deadwood and Mount Rushmore and all them places we were there. Do you know the mountain range that it was called?
No. Badlands.
No, Badlands is a national park. It's called the Black Hills.
Oh, the Black Hills.
Yep.
I forgot about the Black Hills. Show the camera your rings that I bought you. The dad one. One says dad that I bought him for Father's Day with his own money.
I recall buying it myself and then just saying. It does. They do have Black Hills gold in it.
Let me see your eagle. Cool.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh.
Okay. What year did they start construction on Mount Rushmore?
1987.
No, that was 1927. Mm. We're only off by 60 years.
Okay. That's as old as you. What is it?
When was construction complete?
1984. 1941. Okay. Better than Crazy Horse.
What Native American tribe considers a Black Hill sacred? Do you remember? No, it was the Lakota Sioux.
I didn't. Okay.
How tall are the faces?
Wait. Do you mean like from the mountain to the bottom?
No, the faces.
Like
the actual 60 feet from the face. Pretty crazy, huh? Here's an interesting one.
Okay.
What hidden feature lies behind Mount Rushmore?
It was supposed to be a room of the Declaration of Independence.
Very close. It was the Hall of Records. Meant to I don't know if they would have put the
I think they were supposed to, but they never did.
They never finished it. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Because they never finished the behind part of it.
All right, so now we're going to do Deadwood trivia. This is part two. What famous person is buried in Deadwood's Mount Moriah Cemetery?
On the tippy top?
No, the one that I paid.
Oh, Wild Bill?
Wild Bill. Yeah.
Okay, so the story about that.
This is for me.
Okay, so it's a mountain. It's a literal mountain. Okay, and you can climb it all the way to the top. It's $2 admission.
To the Mount Moriah Cemetery.
Yeah. I forgot who's buried at the top.
Either way, Wild Bill's buried there.
Yeah, okay. So it's funny, it's like a joke.
Who's buried? So this is question two. Who's buried right beside Wild Bill?
On which direction?
The famous one right next to him.
There's a famous one right next to him?
The female. Legendary frontier woman. And sharpshooter. We took a picture next to the statue on the bench.
Yesterday, put that picture up.
Yeah, I will.
Can we get back to the
little starts thing? With a J or a C?
Cindy? Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane. All right, so now we go into the cemetery. It's pretty flat and like maybe up just a little bit to get to Wild Bill's grave and Calamity Jane's buried right next to him.
Mm-hmm. But
and
then
people put money in like
cards,
shots and cards and stuff on his grave. So I threw a quarter on his grave just for fun. And then I start looking at the map, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go see Seth Bullock's grave because, you know, Bullock's famous from the TV show. He's famous in the town. So I'm going to go to the Bullock. I get to the point where I think it is, and I look back at the map, and I'm not even halfway. And I turn around.
It's already halfway up the mountain.
I'm only, halfway. And I turn around. Annika's still, like, way down at the bottom. And I'm like, what are you doing? Come on. And she's like, I'm not doing it. I was like, well, I'm going.
Okay.
So I left and I went and hiked and cursed HBO the whole time. And I huffed and puffed all the way up the hill. Got to the top, Seth Bullock's grave, took a picture, insert here. And then I came back down thinking, geez, I hope, you know, Annika's okay. We'll see, whatever. It's just a cemetery. So I get back.
Got taken away by a ghost.
And I finally, you know, see her. And she's just sitting by Wild Bill's grave. And I was like, well, dang, I gave Wild Bill a quarter. I didn't know that I paid Wild Bill to babysit my kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty fun. Deadwood became famous during which major American event?
The Gold Rush.
Gold Rush. Very good.
Black Hills Gold Rush.
This is the same question, kind of, but what was the main reason Deadwood rapidly grew into a boom town in the late 1800s?
Because of all the rampaging for gold?
Gold, yeah. Gold was discovered in the Black Hills. What famous card hand is associated with Wild Bill's death in Deadwood?
Ones?
Aces and...
Isn't it ones?
Aces are ones. Aces and eights.
Oh, aces and eights.
Aces and eights.
Yeah.
Called the dead man's hand.
If you ever get that hand, you're going to die.
Who killed Wild Bill Hickok?
Jack McCall.
Jack McCall.
We went to the Jack McCall trial. You know, it's funny. So there's like the number 10 saloon, which we went to. And they were having like a Wild Bill shooting. And I got picked to be Carl, the bar owner. So I got to play in it. And I was Carl. Yeah. And so I got free poker chips because we had to play poker.
Yeah, you did.
It was hilarious, too. The gunshot was very loud. Then we went to the Jack McCall trial later that night. And they were picking people up from the audience to be witnesses of the... shooting. He was Carl.
I got picked as Carl, the witness. She played Carl
at the actual shooting.
So we both played the same character
in different
locations, hours apart. It was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. So
you didn't get anything free. I only got free.
I didn't get anything free.
You got to experience.
Yep.
Just for all the gas to get.
Let's see. Hundreds. What was the name of the famous Deadwood Saloon where Wild Bill Hickok was shot?
I just said it. Number 10 Saloon.
Or Not All in Man's Saloon, but it was number 10 as well.
Okay.
Same name. Cool. You got some Deadwood history. Good job. All right. Now we got some Harley Quinn, this or that.
Yeah, this is easy.
All right. Classic jester suit or modern punk look?
Modern.
The modern, yeah, I agree. Joker's partner or an independent queen?
Independent.
Independent queen. Mm-hmm. Hammer or baseball bat?
Baseball bat.
Okay. Gotham City or Coney Island?
Gotham City.
Okay. Harley and Ivy?
Harley and Ivy.
Or Harley and Joker?
Harley and Ivy.
Okay. Chaos or revenge?
Chaos. Like myself.
You are chaos sometimes.
Thank you.
Animated series or live action film?
Animated series. That's a good show.
Psychiatrist or anti-hero?
Anti-hero. She's still a hero.
Okay. Red and black or the blue and pink?
Red and black.
Mad Love or No More Mr. J?
Mad Love.
Okay. Suicide Squad or Birds of Prey?
Suicide Squad.
Dr. Harleen Quinzel or Harley Frickin' Quinn?
You want...
What is that?
Harley.
Okay. Mr. J or Put In No More? What is
this? What?
Mr. J or Put In No More? These are funny.
What are
well, which
these?
Which one? This or that?
This?
Mr. J? Or Put In No More? Oh, gosh. Gotham Sirens or Task Force X?
Gotham City Sirens.
Roller Derby Harley or Queen of Crime Harley?
Queen of Crime.
There you go. Ta-da! Good job. All right. So that's a wrap. What did we... We did some cool travels. We got some cool stories. Lots of cool stuff. We're back on schedule. We're going to release this. We got a lot of reading to do.
Is our pizza here yet?
Our dinner is here, so we're going to go eat dinner, and then we're going to edit this episode.
We got Domino's.
Good job.